This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Poland's President Andrzej Duda has tested positive for coronavirus, according to a spokesman. A spokesman said Saturday on Twitter that the 48-year-old conservative leader was tested the day before and his result was positive. He said the president feels fine. Duda's diagnosis comes amid a huge surge in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths in Poland. On Friday, it reported another daily record of new infections, over 13,600, with 153 new deaths. The U.S. is nearing a record for new daily coronavirus cases, and the impact is being felt across the nation. We'll get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
From South Dakota, where a Sioux tribe is locking down its reservation, to Florida, where one health official is asking that kids' birthday parties be canceled, the U.S. saw nearly 72,000 new cases as several states in the West and Midwest set records. Joe Biden says President Trump's lying in saying the country's rounding the corner.
The virus is surging in almost every state.
There's a similar spike in Europe.
We are at a critical juncture in this pandemic.
The World Health Organization's chief says nations need to take action now to keep their people safe with tough months ahead.
This is not a drill.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea has warned its citizens to stay indoors, saying seasonal yellow dust blowing in from China might carry the new coronavirus into the country. The claim that the virus that causes COVID-19 could spread to North Korea from the Gobi Desert, 1,200 miles away, appears unsupported. 6 feet is a common social distancing metric, although the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says droplets containing the virus can sometimes linger in the air for hours. This is VOA News.